This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. People with a me-first attitude risk being called selfish, except by followers of the writer and philosopher Ayn Rand, who would consider them virtuous. Ayn Rand became an intellectual celebrity in Cold War America by espousing the moral superiority of self-interest over self-sacrifice. She remains controversial more than 20 years after her death. Ayn Rand was born 100 years ago today. For the Wednesday Day-to-Day Book Report, here's the editor-in-chief, Nick Gillespie, of the libertarian political magazine Reason, about the legacy of the writer of big novels that explored big ideas.
A century after her birth and more than two decades after her death, Ayn Rand continues to cast a giant cultural shadow. Her books such as The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged have sold over 20 million copies and are still required reading for philosophically inclined college students. And Rand isn't just for eggheads, either. Cultural observers saw influence of her philosophy in the animated hit movie The Incredibles in its celebration of superheroes fighting the forces of mediocrity. Rand first entered popular consciousness during the Cold War, when she dominated the bestseller list, was interviewed by Playboy, and appeared on talk shows ranging from Firing Line to Donahue. In celebrating what she audaciously called the virtue of selfishness, Rand argued that individuals pursuing their own vision of the good life were not simply a precondition for a richer world. They were morally superior because they refused to subjugate themselves to collectivist goals. That's a big reason she has admirers, ranging from filmmaker Oliver Stone to cultural critic Camille Paglia to Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan, who spent time in Rand's inner circle and fired off an angry letter to the New York Times in 1957, protesting its nasty review of Atlas Shrugged. Yet Rand's is a tortured immortality, one in which she's as likely to be a punchline as a protagonist. Jibes at Rand as cold and inhuman run through popular culture. In the movie Dirty Dancing, for instance, a character justifies dumping a pregnant girlfriend by citing the fountainhead. And an episode of The Simpsons sees the infant Maggie remanded to the prison camp like Ayn Rand School for Tots, where pacifiers and bottles are banned. Rand brought much of this derision on herself. It turns out that despite being an arch-individualist, she demanded total subservience from her acolytes. She banished her protege, the therapist and author Nathaniel Brandon, because he ended their long-running affair. And despite being an arch-rationalist, Rand invented and enforced strident, if dubious, philosophical justifications for her personal taste in everything from classical music — Beethoven beat Mozart on moral as well as aesthetic grounds — to photography, which she said could never be a true art form, to politics. She insisted a real woman would never want to be president. Today, we Americans live in a world in which most of us can build the lives we imagine. In this sense, we're like a Randian hero who strives to remake the world. Yet, in the gap between Ayn Rand's soaring fictional ideals of self-fulfillment and the often tawdry, disheartening details of her own biography, we see in bold relief both the creative power of individual desire and its vast capacity for intolerance, delusion, and destruction.
Nick Gillespie's editor-in-chief of Reason, a libertarian political journal.